We were at the confirmation hearing today for Lee Stefanik, who is Trump's pick to be the next UN ambassador. And instead of the questions and her answers being all about how are we going to cooperate with the United Nations and the world community to make sure that people are lifted out of poverty, to make sure we are addressing the climate crisis, to make sure we're ready for the next pandemic, it was just the opposite. It was, how are we going to make sure that we get rid of the anti-Semitic rot at the United Nations, and how are we going to counter China's influence and the malign influence of countries like Iran? And the worst was when Senator Van Hollen asked Elise Stefanik if the Palestinians had the right to self-determination. Listen to her answer.
Representative Stefanik, it was a very simple question. I'm just asking you if you agree with the statement that in order to achieve long-term peace and stability in the Middle East, that we have to secure the human rights and rights of self-determination for both Israelis and Palestinians. That's a yes or no.
I support human rights for all, and I think it's a disgrace that Hamas and Hezbollah have stripped human rights of the Palestinian people, and we need to ensure that we are standing up for human rights, and Israel is standing up for human rights. It is a beacon of human rights in the region.
We agree with that. I asked you in my office also about whether Palestinians have the right of self-determination. My understanding was you said yes. Do you have a different answer today?
That was not the direct question that we discussed. I said the Palestinian people...
You believe the Palestinians have the right of self-determination. Yeah.
I believe the Palestinian people deserve so much better than the failures that they've had from terrorist leadership.
It's just a pretty simple question.
And I believe we need peace in the region. Yeah. Of course they deserve human rights.
So
I want to ensure that, number one, we bring the hostages home.
All of us. Representative Stefanik, let me just ask you. I have 30 seconds left. I'm rarely surprised by answers in my office, but I did ask you whether you subscribe to the views of Finance Minister Smotrich.
Smotrich.
This is the Israeli Finance Minister Smotrich and the former National Security Minister Ben-Gvir, who believe that Israel has a biblical right to the entire West Bank. And in that conversation, you told me that, yes, you shared that view. Is that your view today?
Yes.
Okay. I think when it comes to this very difficult issue, if the president is going to succeed at bringing peace and stability to the Middle East, we're going to have to look at the UN Security Council resolutions, not just the ones on Lebanon, which we should enforce, but other UN Security Council resolutions. And it's going to be very difficult to achieve that if you continue to hold the view that you just expressed, which is a view that was not held by the founders of the State of Israel, who were secular Zionists, not religious Zionists. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.